I never learned how to face a camera in seminary, so please bear with me if I'm not as good as some famous YouTubers in your screen, huh? Yeah. You being is changing our lifestyle. We are living so differently from our usual life. We need to social distance, so there are much fewer people in the street. Most of us are working at home with our laptops, empty chairs and empty tables only in the church. It is such a big and sudden change in our life. But I agree more with a Chicago pastor's comment on this situation. He says, "And changing our lifestyle, this disastrous event is actually disclosing our mental and emotional defaults, which means something deep inside our heart, even in our usual time, yet they are hidden somehow." His comment contains a lot, but today I want to point out one thing along this line. What does the current situation God deep inside? The church theme this year, when we talk about the priesthood of all believers, what the functions of the Old Testament priest is offering sacrifice for the Israelites before Yahweh. This happens in Jewish people's daily life in special feasts annually. When the priest offers sacrifices, they serve both God and people. By offering sacrifices, they make the whole congregation the true offers the sin of the congregants, and the unblooded offerings show the willingness of their heart. This is how they are qualified to worship God. On the other hand, the priests are also serving the whole congregation by bringing reconciliation between human being and God. In our days, however, the order of priesthood in the Old Testament has been abandoned, and the followers of Jesus no longer offer physical sacrifices as the Old Testament priest. So, what does Christian priesthood mean? To answer this question, let's enter into our scripture today. In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14, it tells us the order of priesthood is after Jesus' resurrection. It says, "Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has ascended into heaven, Jesus the Son, so the leader, the high priest of the new priesthood order now is Jesus the Son of God. He is the priest of all the priests. He has his unique service before God." When we talk about the priesthood of believers, we need to know that it is Jesus first of the priesthood order for serving God and all humanity. In the Leviticus sacrifice system, there are different kinds of sacrifices for sin atonement and relationship reconciliation. I'm not going to explain them today. Most of these sacrifices can be done by a regular priest in Israelites' daily life. But what the priests are practicing every day is for accomplishing a higher service, which is done only by the high priest in the atonement, in Hebrew, Yom Kippur, every year. One day of the Jewish people, the high priest will enter of the holies, make an atoning sacrifice for himself and the whole nation. And this sacrifice will bring reconciliation to the people and God. After the sacrifice of blood, he will then release a goat into the wilderness. It symbolizes the that leaving the nation, and it will not be remembered by God. Thus, the regular service of the priest every day is a preparation for this most important service in the Day of Atonement every year. This service can be done only by the high priest. Today, we no longer have the Levitical system of priesthood, and we don't need by a high priest. Jesus the soul. What does Jesus the high priest want to accomplish in his service before God in heaven? Verses 18 and 19 give us a hint. Let's look at verse 18. Verse 18 is a double negative. It can be paraphrased as, we do have a high priest who is able to sympathize with our weakness. Then comes the imperative, and approach God's throne of grace with confidence. So here, it's not hard to see that the similarity between Jesus and the high priest of their purpose is to bring human before God. But there is a gap between them in the second half of verse 8. Jesus has been tempted in every high priest in the Old Testament are, yet he did not sin. But he did not sin. How then is he able to empathize with those who may sin? I have a small story. I remember when I was in grade 7, I had an embarrassing experience. So in my grade 7, every term, so I got most of my tests passed, but I could not pass one of them. It's to do a flotation on a horizontal bar. So almost all my classmates passed it. Only I and another girl couldn't. So my classmates kept telling me that way, but they didn't understand that I had fear in my heart on a table and broke my teeth seriously when I was 5. After that, I had fear of any kind of forward rotation. Yet there was no way for them to understand my fear. So here, how Jesus, who did not sin, can understand and have the character of empathy with those who may fail morally and spiritually. Let's dig into the following passage and we will find answer there. Let's look at chapter 5, verse 1 to 9. So here, the book of Hebrews makes a comparison between human high priesthood and Jesus' high priesthood. I made a table on the slides to show you this comparison. Michael, please show my slides. Yeah. So, yeah, let's look at the slides. So the passage compares their priesthood in three ways. First is how the priesthood is installed. So next, please. Verse 5 tells us that human high priest is selected from among the people and appointed to deal with matters between God and people. Notice here that the word select does not equal to elect in original Greek text. So high priest is not elected by people as a prime minister in Canada, right? The word select is for emphasizing the human status of every high priest, although they are chosen by God-appointed order. They are of fleshly human origin. When it comes to Jesus the high priest, the installation of his priesthood is unique. Verse 5 describes that his priesthood is, you are my son, today I have become your father. Then verse 6, and he says in another place, you are a priest forever, Melchizedek. With two parts of his uniqueness. One is the origin of Jesus' priesthood. While in the Old Testament system, every high priest is of human origin, Jesus is of divine origin. The word become is translated to begotten as birth baby, but it is emphasizing that Christ. Both of them are divine, not of human origin. The second part is about Jesus' priesthood order. The Aaronic in which Aaron stood. But Jesus is born neither in the tribe of Levi nor in the family of Aaron. that in which order his priesthood is installed. So here the author of Hebrews explains that despite the Leviticus priest order, God has revealed another order in the Old Testament for priesthood. That is the order of Melchizedek, in which Christ's priesthood is installed. Yes, I know we may need more background of the Old Testament to understand how it can happen or what is the priest of Melchizedek, but I'm not going to open this can of worms today. I'll leave it to other pastors, okay? So this is the first area. The second area, the next slide, please. Yeah. The second area of the comparison of human high priesthood and Jesus' high priesthood is their service. We just mentioned that in the Levitical system, the high priest served by offering gifts and sacrifices to bring people to worship God and to reconcile the people. It is mentioned again in the second half of verse 5. What really pleases God are not the gifts and the sacrifices. It is the heart of people that really pleases God. Then when it comes to Jesus' high priesthood in verse 7, we see that Jesus offered not gifts or sacrifices. Rather, he offered up prayers and petitions with fervent cries and tears to the one who could save him from death. Wait, we may ask, what did Jesus pray for? What was his petition about? You might be tempted to think that this verse means Jesus was asking God to save him from death. Yet, the following sentence said, and he was heard. So if his prayer of saving himself from death was heard, then his crucifixion would not make sense. So here, the scripture is saying that he was praying to God who could save him from death, yet the content of his prayer is not about saving himself from death. He prayed for the world may know the salvation that he was going to accomplish on the cross. He prayed for the reconciliation between God and human. He prayed for the true peace in the heart of his disciples when difficulties fall upon them. He prayed for God's will can be done, not his will be done. He is an example of heart offering prayer, and thus his prayers and petitions can be called his high priest service on the earth. They are real gifts and sacrifices that please God. Therefore, Jesus, the high priest, accomplishes what the material sacrifices symbolize through the hands of human high priest. The third area of the comparison, the next slide. The character of empathy specifically. Without empathy, being irrelevant to loving God and loving people. Thus, the text of chapter 5 points out that the high priest should have empathy when serving God. But the reason of empathy is different between human high priest and Jesus the high priest. Verse 2 gives us the reason of human high priest empathy. He is able to deal gently with those who are ignorant and are going astray. Is that since he himself is subject to weakness. So human high priest, they experience the temptation of sin or even sin in some way. So they know the weakness of human, and they are able to deal with people gently when they come to offer sacrifice for their sin. But what about Jesus? We just read verse 15 that he has been tempted, yet he did not sin. He is so perfect. Then how could he have the empathy that a high priest should have? The author of Hebrews answers it in chapter 5, verse 8. He says, "Son though he was, he learned obedience from what he suffered." Oh, this is such a touching picture of self-limitation for the good of the others. Let me explain it in this way. I was born in a Cantonese-speaking family, and I am a native speaker of Cantonese. From time to time, some Mandarin-speaking people ask me to teach them Cantonese. I said to them, "Actually, I don't know how to teach it, because I'm just speaking it naturally. But if there is a way that I can forget all my Cantonese and I learn it from scratch, I will know what is the rationale of Cantonese grammar, then I can teach it. I don't have to do so, right? Yet for the good of the others' learning, I take this burden of limitation. So the whole process of forgetting my mother tongue and learning it again is how I learn my obedience of Cantonese grammar through suffering. Likewise, Jesus is the Son of God, who is of the same essence as the Father and shares the same glory with him. He doesn't have to prove anything of his perfect character. Yet, for the sake of our salvation, he limits himself by incarnation, born in a manger by Virgin Mary, and lived all his life in a human body. His suffering is not just with him on crucifixion, but it is with him all his life. But still, he learned obedience of God with this limitation. Thus, through this process, he has known our weakness and can be a sympathetic intercessor that we can rely on, albeit his sinlessness. This is Jesus, the high priest's empathetic quality of his high priesthood. Now let's go back to the question I asked at the beginning of the sermon. How does the current situation reveal the way that we serve God deep inside? Whenever we serve God, we are practicing the priesthood of believers. Oh God, and bringing peace and relationship between God and human. But how can we do all this with God's love so that they are not just religious game? I think now it is a good time for us to practice it. Under the threat of COVID-19, all the on-site activities in the church have stopped. We don't have a physical church to go to, but rather we are staying at home almost 24 hours a day. Our limitation resembles what the addressees of the book of Hebrews were experiencing. Yet the author wrote to them, "Let us hold firmly to the faith we confess." Written for us, let us hold firm to our faith. We don't have a physical church to go to, and we are so separate. Our own spirituality cannot just go with the stream of our spiritual leader or our friends. Nevertheless, we can always go to our heavenly high priest, who are praying for us day and night with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. And every time is the best way of serving him. Second, as Jesus once learned obedience even he was limited in human status, we are now learning obedience to God with limitation. This limitation begins when our church roles are stripped away. No class for Awana leaders, no kids house for youth group teachers, no stage for guitar prayers, and no meeting room for ministry team members. We are now back to our role in the relationship with our family or our roommates. Are we serving those who are so close to us as how we are serving those? Intimate relationship reflects our weakness most of the time. Take me for example. After staying with my wife Joyce at home for about 2 weeks, I begin to show my potentiality of being a control freak at home. I know I need to confess the weakness in my spiritual life, which is so hidden when being a pastor in the church. Then in your spiritual life, just tell the person beside you or phone your friend. I can't hear you from the screen. It is safe. But more importantly, come to our great high priest, for he has empathetic character in which he is able to deal with our weakness. From him, we can gain the strength of obeying God in the time of limitation. Last but not least, let's practice empathy. It is the character that every priest should have when serving God. Our empathy comes from two sources: weakness. By this understanding, we won't become a spiritual superman while ignoring others' feelings. One source is a higher request. It's our imitation of our Lord Jesus, who once learned obedience when he suffered. By doing so, he, even in the time of suffering, when he is so eager for basic needs, he is able to obey God for the others. So as believers and followers who are now practicing his resurrected life, we are able to obey God in the current situation with the help of Holy Spirit. God may have different measure for different people. Some who show empathy to others more than they need. Some may be called to care for those who are infected under a risk. We don't know, but let us hold firm to the empathy that Jesus has shown us through his obedience in his suffering. This is how the world can recognize us as followers of Jesus without the label of going to church on every Sunday nowadays. This is my sharing to you, my brothers and sisters. Let's pray. Dear God, may your Spirit guide us to learn obedience in the time of limitation. May you grant us strength so that we can witness we are your followers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.